sense of empathy. It had proved an invaluable tool while he lived on the fringes of a distraught society. "What is the matter, Lizzie? You are burning up." The heat emanating from her prone form was melting the snow around her. "You should go, Tomas," she said, closing her eyes. "I can't leave you, Lizzie. We're all we have, you and me. You told me you would always look out for me. You were the only one that told me I didn't have witches living in my head." It was common in early Europe to convict the mentally challenged of witchcraft. "I love you, Lizzie." Even as he said it, he could tell his sister was slipping away. "I love you too, Tomas. And that is why you should go. Why won't you open your eyes, Lizzie? Please, please look at me." Tears pushed through her closed lids. "Please, Tomas, don't look at me this way. I'm not the sister you used to know. Unspeakable things have been done to me, and I found a way to right those wrongs. And I took it. I will exact my revenge." "That's not how my Lizzie talks," Tomas said, wiping his blurring eyes. "Go," she said, pushing him away.